That was awesome. Thank you, Zoe. And I'll let you know, my sister, I will dance. I will dance through thick and thin. I plan to dance on the mountain. Of course, I also plan to dance in the valley. I plan to dance through it all because we know that life is a mix. We know that we have our times of remembering how blessed we are, and we have our moments of forgetting just how blessed we are. But I do plan to dance through it all. I plan to get up, stand up, and move my body. I plan to get up, stand up, and exercise my mind, continually involved in the transformation of my mind from carnal to divine, from mortal to immortal, from fear to faith. I just love this time of the year, as Leo earlier said that he did as well. I think it's absolutely wonderful that each and every year we wind up our year with two wonderful festivals and celebration seasons. The first being Thanksgiving. When I was last with you, it was the beginning of November, and so I haven't seen you since Thanksgiving. I hope you gave thanks. I hope you counted your countless blessings. I hope that you gathered together with those who you love, either physically or just in your heart and in your mind and in your spirit. We have so much to be thankful for. And one of my favorite mantras, which I can speak sincerely, is thank you, God, for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. I'm just so grateful that even though weeping may endure for a night, joy cometh in the morning. I am so grateful, as you all know, that when we are live together throughout these many decades, I have periodically asked that you, if you have ever been afraid, if you have ever been despondent, if you've ever felt lost and alone, if you've ever been going through the dark night of the soul, if you have ever been trekking through the valley of the so-called shadow of death, if you've ever been hurting inside, raise your left hand. And how wonderful it is when we're all together in the sanctuary. And I witness all of the hands of the community and the congregation raised. And I ask my sisters and brothers, I ask you all to look around the room. I remind us not to be embarrassed about having our left hand up. We've all been through tests and trials and tribulations. I ask us to remember that every trial gives us an opportunity for a triumph, and that every test can give us an opportunity to have a testimony of how we got over, how we overcame our fear, how we overcame our being stuck, how we began again to put one foot in front of another foot, marching onward and upward. I've asked that you keep that left hand up because it's an important part of your testimony of who and what God is in you and what God in you is capable of. With the entire congregation, the whole of the community holding their left hands up as a testimony to the trials I've been through. I then say, if you've ever come through a trial, if you've ever gotten up off your knees, if you've ever had your hope return to you when you have felt hopeless, if you've ever experienced the joy that comes in the morning following the weeping you endured throughout the night, if you've ever felt alive again after having felt dead in some way, raise your right hand. And how wonderful and holy it is when I ask that you look around the room, around the sanctuary, at each and every one of your sisters and your brothers, now holding two hands in the air. The left hand saying, yes, I have been lost, but the right hand declaring, yes, and I got found. The left hand declaring, yes, I have been blind to my opportunity, and the right hand declaring, once again, as always, my eyes were opened. The left hand saying, I have been down on my knees, and the right hand declaring, but I got up. Hallelujah. And then I ask, as the entire congregation, the whole of the community has both of their hands in the air, I ask that we realize that you don't need to look outside of yourself for proof of the resurrecting power of Almighty God within you. You are the proof. I ask you now, wherever you are, however you are connecting with this service today, that inside of you, you know for yourself, I have been lost and got found. I have been blind and my eyes were opened again to once again marvel at the beauty of the world. I have been afraid, but I have had my courage returned to you. I love this ritual, and I am grateful that the Holy Spirit spoke it through me as an instrument of peace on planet Earth, and that I have been able to share it with numerous congregations and communities over decades now of time. I love Thanksgiving. I love giving thanks. I love stirring up the spirit of gratitude that is within me, and of reminding myself and others that an attitude of gratitude can get you up off your knees anytime you find yourself there. Thanksgiving. Giving thanks. When I'm giving thanks, I have no time to have my focus on the burdens of this world. When I am giving thanks, I have no room in my mind to focus my attention on the things to fear or the appearances of danger. Remember how often we have spoken of the Chinese coin with the same symbol on both sides, but we are asked to look at one of the symbols as we normally do as human beings who believe they are separate from their good. When we look at the symbol on the one side of the coin, from that level of consciousness, we will see what we always see, which is danger. But then we are asked to flip that coin around. It's the same symbol. Nothing in it has changed. But we are being asked to change the interpretation of the symbol from danger to opportunity. Certainly in this world, at most times throughout the history of planet Earth, we have had events and experiences and conditions and displays of both seeming darkness and the truth of the light. It's always good for me to ask myself, how are you, Carlos Wayne Anderson, interpreting the symbol of life? Are you interpreting the signs that are around you in the surround called living life on planet Earth as danger? Or are you having the Holy Spirit guide you into recognizing that the symbol truly means opportunity? I am always with an opportunity to transform my mind. I am always living out an opportunity to get up off my knees. I am forever living an opportunity to say, thank you, God, or why is this happening? To have fear or to have faith. to live in hopelessness or to live in hope. So here we are, the first Sunday of December, and our Advent thought is hope. I love hope as well. I ask myself two questions around this season that wraps up each year of our lives, Thanksgiving and Christmas. I ask myself these two questions. One is, what am I thankful for? And the next is, what am I hopeful for? You see, I always want to be checking inside to bring to my mind and to bring into my heart the many, many countless blessings. What am I thankful for? There are numerous things that I can say, I am thankful for this, and I am thankful for that, and I am thankful for these. I am thankful. What am I thankful for? How blessed am I? I am blessed beyond measure. In the midst of my challenges, in the midst of the evidence in the world that says the appearance of darkness and separation is real, that is a real thing, I am called to remember that though it is a fact, it is not a reality. The true reality is that God is one, and that God abides in each and every one of us, and that there is but one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, and that that is God, and God is good. I love the mission statement of Unity of New York. It speaks of us gathering together to come to a place of knowing. It says where we know, and it puts the K, the N, the O, and the W in capital letters so that they stand out. Where we know all good comes from God within. How powerful is that mission? That this be a place where we together, one by one and name by name, come to remember and to cause others to remember when they forget, to know, all capitals, to know all good comes from God within. We know, of course, that God is absolute good, and that all good comes from God. And we know at deeper and sweeter levels that God is with us. The scriptures record that at the birth of Jesus, in this celebration season that we call Christmas, that one of the scriptures says, his name shall be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. How many of us grew up in teachings that taught us that God was at distance from us, that God was in a place called heaven, which was a far distance from this place called earth, and that if we are good enough and get it right enough, that we will one day be reunited with our Creator. I love that the Unity teachings teach a very different teaching. They do teach the teaching of Emmanuel, that each and every one of us might know and know certainly and surely God is with us and God is within us. What am I thankful for? I've told you hundreds of times. Thank you, God, for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. That brings us to the next question Carlos asks of Carlos. What are you hopeful for? Oh my God, what things that have not yet been seen do you hope will come to pass? What inner strength that you have yet demonstrated are you hoping to demonstrate in this coming year? What clarity of mind are you hoping for this year to shine away the illusion of your confusion? What are you thankful for? And what are you hopeful for? Most of us would say, I have a great hope that there be peace on earth, which brings me to one of our unity songs that we sing each and every service. I do believe it's sung at most every service of every unity church, every unity center, every unity gathering throughout the globe. Let there be peace on earth. That's everyone's prayer. What comes next is most important, and let it begin with me. I hope that I will forever and forever become more skilled and more committed to being an instrument of peace. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Let me be the light that shines away the darkness. Let me be hope for the hopeless. Let me be the change agent. I hope for many things. This brings me to a scripture, not the one that I put in the program today for us to concentrate on and to deepen, but a word for hope that is possibly the highest demonstration of hope that I have ever run across or had revealed to me in my own mind. It comes from one of our brothers Paul's letter to one of the churches. It was the church of Colossians. Paul speaks to us. Paul says to us, I will reveal to you a mystery that has been hidden from the ages and hidden from the generations. And the revelation of this ministry, the revelation of this mystery is this: Christ in you, the hope of your glory. This is our mission statement. Christ in you, the hope of your glory. We know that when it speaks the word Christ, it is not speaking the individual personification of the Almighty One, whose name was Jesus of Nazareth. It speaks of the consciousness that he attained. Christ consciousness is knowing that I am one with the Almighty One, one with the Creator and all of creation. I see God in everything because God is in my mind. God is in everything I see because God is in my mind. There is a mystery hidden from the ages and from the generations that we deepen now in this moment. That revelation once again is this: Christ in you is the hope of your glory. Once more, we are meaning Christ consciousness, not human consciousness, which speaks of danger, but Christ consciousness, which always speaks of opportunity, an opportunity to be the light that we are, to discover whether we have been hiding our light under a bushel and taking that bushel off. You know, a bushel is a tightly woven basket that if you put a candle or a lantern under it and cover it with that bushel, though the light is shining from the inside, it can't be seen from the outside. And so we have been asked to take that bushel off, the bushel of fear, the bushel of anxiety, the bushel of despair. Take it off and do what that little song says. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. In the line at the grocery store, I'm gonna let it shine. When I read of tragedies in the paper or online, I'm gonna let it shine. When I myself am going through a struggle, going through a trial, going through a tribulation, still, I'm gonna let it shine. My favorite verse of that little song is this one. Even when it's hard to do, I'm gonna let it shine. My brother Leo is about to have a Christmas without his father. There are many of us who are about to have a Christmas, some of us the first Christmas, without our loved ones. Let's let it shine. Let's let our light shine even brighter, that those who we miss, those who we are grieving the loss of, we are missing and grieving because we love them. Let us remember together that love is the only thing that is everlasting. Trials and tribulations come and go, but God is steady. What I hope for is to know this at a deeper and sweeter level all of the days of my life. Imagine a great mystery exposed and revealed to me, for me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. I will need faith to hold on to this consciousness. I will need to be steadfast to hold on to this truth. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's where hope comes in. We hope for things that have not yet arrived, have not yet been demonstrated, have not yet been actualized. Let us lease out our faith in the realization of our hope. Faith and hope go together. Once more, that scripture declares, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Yes, Zoe, you sang just for me. You sang to me. Carlos, I hope you dance. Zoe, and the rest of you, my sisters and my brothers, I will dance. What are you thankful for? What are you hopeful for? It is you who must answer these questions. Get to it. Do it again and again, over and over, to bring to your own mind the blessings you have received and the blessings you are destined to receive? What am I hoping for? What am I grateful for? This I leave you with. Another one of those speaking through me from the Holy Spirit that I knew I was meant to pass on. Brothers and sisters, remember this. This small reminder is my Christmas gift to you this year, and my Thanksgiving blessing for you this year. God is in heaven, and heaven is in you. And holy is your name. God wants you to know you have nothing to fear, and that there is nothing and no one to blame. You've been informed. Your captivity is over. You've been informed. In truth, you're free. And so it is. Hope to know this. I will. Amen.
What is it that I hope for most? God's hope for me is that what I hope for most is that my hope be in God. What is it that I hope for most? For faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things unseen. God's hope for me is that my hope would be in God. Let it be. Let my faith be placed in God, and let me rest in great hope that my hope is God's hope for me, that my hope be placed in God. What is it that I hope for most? The Creator's hope for me is that my greatest hope would be to place my hope in God. Let me place my hope and my faith in God. For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I place my hope and faith in God. What is it that I hope for most? Let me hope for God in me, around me, expressing through me and as me. God, absolute good, this is my hope. The Creator's hope for me, that my hope be in my Creator. So I let it be. Let this be my greatest hope. Now and always, in always, my hope is in God. I relax. I let go. I let God be God. So it is.
Why be afraid if I'm not alone? See, life is never easy, the rest is unknown. And up to now for me, it's been hand against stone. Took each and every moment searching for what to believe.
Coming out of the dark,
I finally see the light now, and it's shining on me. Yes.
Coming out of the dark,
I know the love that saved me, you're sharing. Starting again was part of the plan, and I'll be so much stronger
holding your hand.
Step by step we'll make it through. I know I can. It may not make it easier, but I always felt you.